this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 155. This is your host, Mark.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, Luke, how you doing?
I'm doing a bit good.
Good. Glad to hear it. I also am doing well. So what's new?
There's a game that was in alpha back in 2016.
Oh, yeah?
The full release came out in 2019. So, technically the game's not all that old, I guess?
Yeah, so the game is Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
Yeah, tabs. So the concept is really simple. You have different guys on you have different guys you can choose. Put them on is a red and blue team. You put different guys on different teams and you have them fight.
So what kind of different guys can you put on your teams?
Well, you see there are pirates. There's also some knights and cowboys. Also a Da Vinci tank and a wheel tank.
And zombies, right?
No, that doesn't exist.
Oh, vampires, I'm sorry.
Yeah, vampires. Those guys, you know, they turn into bats. They don't. Vampires aren't green.
Oh, that's right. It would be kind of interesting if you had a character that, after somebody killed it, turned into a zombie and then they had to kill it again.
Huh. That would be interesting. That'd be intriguing. That reminds me of, I think there's, like, two characters that can convert people on the other team to their side.
Really?
Yeah. They're kind of cool and fun to mess around with. There are also horses in the game. Three of them, I think. No, four of them. There are four horses.
Four horses?
Yeah.
As in the Four Horsemen? That's a reference to the apocalypse.
One of them is a chariot.
Oh. That could be cool.
Yeah, it is. And also completely chaotic.
So how do you get new characters?
Basically you start off with different factions. There's a medieval faction, a tribal faction that's like cavemen, pirates, Renaissance. What else is there? Spooky. There's a spooky faction. But here's some cool interactive thing you can do in the game. If you look around the map, you can find different objects. Some of these objects, if you look at them long enough, they glow. Ooh. And you also unlock a new unit. Yeah. So yeah, these units are often related to the factions, although there is one faction. So, is the Legacy faction, which is based off units that were in the game, that were in the game's prototype builds, but got removed for unknown reasons. It brings back old units and introduces some new ones, but you have to find all these units.
I see. How long have you been playing?
I think I started last year, in the year where the apocalypse happened.
Right. That being 2020, of course. How did you find out about this game?
I'd actually known about it for a while, but yeah, mostly YouTube. I think I first learned about it when the pirate faction was added in an update.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I learned about it pretty recently, though the game hasn't been out long.
There isn't any language in the game. Like, do they even talk?
They make gibberish noises that sometimes can be interpreted. I mean, there's a guy said hello once. Hello.
Okay. And there's no adult content. There is, of course, violence because it's battle, but it's like cartoon violence.
Yeah, it's like ragdolls. It's like if you had rubble men fight each other.
That's a good description. Last question. It says totally accurate. Is it totally accurate?
Depends on your definition of accurate.
Did Da Vinci ever fight the caveman? Or did cavemen ever fight Da Vinci? While no. battling pirates and knights?
Well, Da Vinci did have designs for a tank.
That's true.
Though it never got built. But yeah, there were a lot of things based off history and tabs. Like Blackbeard, only he has anchors for arms. Which is, I mean, that's a good way to fight.
And a cannon for an arm.
You can also turn people into tornadoes.
How often do you play? You used to play more often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I eventually got bored because no updates came out recently.
I see.
Yeah. If they update the game again, I'll probably play again. But yeah, it just became kind of stale. But you know what? It's a fun game. I like it. It's a sandbox game. You can do whatever you want. There's no spoilers. There's no story. So therefore, there's no spoiler warnings. Unless you count the secret units. I mean, would you count the secret units as spoilers?
I wouldn't. I'd count them as Easter eggs.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Luke.
You're welcome.
So if you've played Tabs or have anything cool about gaming, go on and share that with us at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com. Check us out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
Luke.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.